KFBO News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some big changes coming to the way New York City police officers enforce marijuana laws in the Big Apple. Reports are police will issue a summons instead of making an arrest when someone is caught with weed on them in public, with a few exceptions. More details are expected later today from the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the New York City Police Commissioner. Meanwhile, major changes could be announced when it comes to how New York State handles marijuana possession. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker releasing a long-discussed report that was commissioned by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. And the report now supports the idea of legalizing pot in that state.
We have neighboring states now that have legalized marijuana. When those facts change, we need to look at things differently. So that is the decision at this point, to have a regulated, legal marijuana program.
The change in policy also comes after criticism that blacks and Hispanics have been arrested for marijuana possession at a much higher rate than whites have in New York State and New York City. Famed fashion designer Kate Spade will be remembered in her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri, at a funeral service that's been scheduled for this Thursday. The 55-year-old Spade committed suicide at her New York City home 2 weeks ago. And the Centers for Disease Control says the number of Americans who smoke cigarettes has now reached the lowest level ever recorded in America. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, work life can greatly affect your personal life and ultimately your health. Some professions come with health pitfalls, while others, well, they can actually be good for your health. And we're just going to discuss if you are in the right job or not. Because, you know, some people are, some people aren't. But I thought first, let's talk about the jobs we had over our lifetime and, you know, what was healthy about them and what was unhealthy about them.
Well, my first job was definitely very healthy. I was in the 11th grade, and the high school I was in gave me a summer job carrying 100-pound boxes of books up three flights of stairs in the heat of the summer where there was no air conditioning.
The heat of the summer? You were in Canada.
It was 95.
There's no heat of the summer in Canada.
It was 95 degrees the time that I was carrying those books up three stories.
Oh, yeah, right. Uphill both ways.
No elevator, no air conditioning.
Are you buying this?
You're asking us to accept reverse global warming?
I'm just telling you the way it was. 50 cents an hour, and I was thrilled with it.
This is the BS show.
Okay. The next job I had, I worked at a community center cutting grass with a power mower and cleaning the wading pool. I had to drain the wading pool. I had to.
So why do we have a yard guy and a pool guy?
Sweep it down.
Because he did that. And he can afford to hire somebody else to do it now.
Go so on. This is fun.
This job right now, being on the radio, is definitely detrimental to my health with all these criticisms and lack of belief.
Ever. So you think that being a doctor is good for your health or bad for your health?
Oh, it's definitely bad for your health. There's no question about it. Doctors have generally a lower life expectancy than the average person.
Right. I think it's 10 years. Is it 8 or 10 years? I can't remember now the stats.
So you can either be a physician or an NFL lineman.
Either way, you're
either way, you die 10 years younger.
Yeah, but at least you aren't blowing your knees out if you're a physician.
And within physicians, the specialty that has the shortest lifespan, what would you say, Judy? What type of doctor
lives
the
shortest?
Not a surgeon. Mark, you know?
I would have said a surgeon also.
It's a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps because they're...
Maybe they sit all day long.
They sit all day long, and also they have to be stressed.
And they have to pretend they're not stressed. So
That's
they have
right.
to, like, you know, bury all their feelings. Whereas, you know, when you get mad, you pound on the desk, you will eat healthier. You will stop smoking, or you are going to die. Have you ever heard one of these rants? Have you heard him do this?
I'm downstairs and I can hear him.
And then when they don't do this and they come back and go, how come you let me get so sick? And he's like, what are you talking about?
You know, when I left Canada, it was about 10 years before I had dinner with my former partner. And we had dinner and he shared that he had heard through the wall me counseling this patient, pounding the desk and yelling at them to take their antihypertensive medication or they would die. And he thought I was a complete loony bin. But over the next 10 years, when the patients came in, he'd ask them, are you taking your medication? And they say, oh, yes. Dr. Gammon told me I had to take it or I would die. And he saw the wisdom and the counseling that I gave those patients.
You're much calmer now, though. Or is it just that you just have less and less patients that you have to be that strict with?
No, no. I've evolved into Brain 3.0, so.
Because those of you who missed that, that was a previous show we did. And if you missed it, you got to catch the podcast of that under Stane Young Show 2.0. Wasn't that funny? About go read about or go listen about Brain 3.0 on Stane Young Show 2.0.
That's right.
All right. So what about you, Dr. Anderson? Different jobs you had and what was good for your health and what was bad for your health in those jobs?
Well, I would argue that any job is good for you.
I like that.
So, I mean,
keeps your brain going.
To have the ability to be productive and, you know, it's going to be much better than sitting around doing nothing, you know, and being caught up in negativity. So any and all jobs were positive influences. Now, there's some jobs I figured out really fast was not something I wanted to do long term.
Like what?
Mucking stalls. You know, we used to do the yard work and, you know, all the guys I know that say are successful or have that work ethic, they all had, you know, that crap job. I had a patient the other day and he paid his way through college by being a janitor This is a guy who owns an international import business now, extremely successful. He was a janitor at an elementary school, and he said the kids used to kind of poke fun at him about, oh, you're just the janitor or whatever.
So someday, like, you're going to call me boss.
Yeah, I was like, you know, they'd be poking fun at you now. But, you know, he same thing. You know, almost all the guy, and women too, you know, had one of those jobs or multiple of those jobs, and you learned something.
This is why teenagers should get hard jobs, right? So that they realize, I might have to do this my whole life. If I don't,
there's some truth in that.
Yeah, you know, get a good education.
I mean, I'm watching these guys. There's a building being constructed here next to us, and I'm watching these guys lay brick. These guys work hard.
Yeah, in the heat.
Yeah, they're lifting the brick. They're climbing up and down the scaffolding and things like that. And I'm just in awe that, first of all, they don't fall. Yeah,
you know,
because they don't exactly have the greatest safety, you know, probably wouldn't pass OSHA, truthfully, if somebody came out there. And the other is that they're able to do that repetitively over and over, day in, day out, you know, and it's just, I'm in awe.
That over and over, day in, day out leads me to a health pitfall of a job, because sometimes we see people that have a repetitive motion. You know, you mentioned bricklayers. This could be, you know, lots of different jobs. But you have a repetitive motion, you can get like carpal tunnel syndrome. You can get joint wear and tear. There's things that can happen to your body if you're in a job where you're constantly using the same motion.
Oh, absolutely. And including the discs in your spine. Developing arthritis in your spine, shortening your stature. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can happen. My dad worked in an iron foundry and shoveled sand all day long to make molds for molten iron, and he had to retire at 55 because his whole spine was deteriorated because of his repetitive motion.
Yeah.
I mean, his arms were as strong as Popeye's or Arnold Schwarzenegger, depending how old you are, but the rest of his body just fell apart.
Yeah, because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Anderson mentioned athletes, and we have issues with athletes, but, you know, there are other jobs, plenty of other jobs. We're going to kind of go through them. They have different health pitfalls, health concerns. That music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked that it made the news. So fasting boosts stem cell, and new research out of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, most of you know that MIT, shows that age-related declines in stem cell function can be reversed with a 24-hour fast. And the study was done on mice of all different ages, but they found that regardless of the age of the mouse, a 24-hour fast had a dramatic health benefit. And they found evidence that fasting helps the intestinal cells repair themselves, and something that's usually harder to do as we get older. And they're saying, you know, for some people that can't fast, like diabetics, there are some conditions where you can't necessarily do a 24-hour fast. Maybe they can develop some kind of medications that'll mimic the fasting so that the intestinal wall can then repair itself and create new stem cells.
And whenever I hear about this fasting or intermittent fasting, I'm reminded that many religions promote fasting. A lot of non-denominational Christians will have a fast early in the year. What's it called? Fast of
Ramadan?
Daniel fast.
Daniel fast.
Muslims have Ramadan. Mormons fast once a month. And the list goes on and on. Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi would fast. Well, Gandhi.
Tomato, tomato.
Would fast periodically to help improve his thinking. So fasting is definitely a healthy thing.
It's been around a long time. This isn't like a new thing, right?
Right. It's biblical.
All right. So if you haven't already done so, go follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, or you can follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. And this and every single show goes to podcast under Staying Young Show 2.0. And if you're traveling this summer, this is a great way to, or if you're traveling over the holidays at any other time of year, but whenever you're in the car for long periods of time, this is a great way to get educated, have a little fun while you're driving. Just download Staying Young Show 2.0. When we come back, we're going to talk about health pitfalls in different jobs, and is your job right for you?
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. CoolSculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
The Staying Young Show, the voice of executive medicine of Texas, is your source for preventative and proactive medicine. Whether you're miles away or right in our backyard, trusting executive medicine of Texas with your health will be one of the best decisions you'll ever make. We specialize in half-day physical examinations, bioidentical hormone replacement, and age management, all in a luxury environment. Patients fly in from across the globe to feel better, healthier, and stronger. Visit emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Again, we're talking about which jobs are best and worst for your health and if your job is right for you. We're going to kind of go down the list and do a little checklist with you, so stay tuned.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, this Immortal Minute, we're going to talk about a certain amino acid that's found in asparagus that can stifle breast cancer if it's blocked. So this may counter the green food is good for you type thing, right? So a study out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill showed the amino acid asparagine is key to breast cancer spread. So we know that when breast cancer spreads, those are the ones who have the poorest outcomes. And if you block asparagine, which is found in asparagus and other foods, it actually slows the spread of breast cancer.
I read this and I thought, gosh, I don't have breast cancer, but I'm never going to eat asparagus again. But then I went down the list to look at what other veggies had in, and I'm like, okay, I'm never going to eat any veggies ever again. So why do you think it's so high in asparagus in particular?
Well, I don't know why it's high in asparagus necessarily, but I don't, it only would pertain to somebody who's been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Right.
The irony is you may have women out there who have metastatic breast disease, breast cancer. And
they don't know this. They think they're doing something healthy.
That's right. And they go try to, eat healthy, and they've cleaned up their diets and things like that. And what may be beneficial, say, prior to developing cancer,
right
may actually be a detriment after you have the diagnosis. So there's so many of those variables that it's tough to manage them all.
Asparagus has a lot of purines, which leads to high uric acid and gout. So maybe asparagus may be something I'm just going to avoid altogether.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, I think it's like anything, in moderation. You balance your diet. I mean, this is my deal. I go to the produce department, and, I'll be in there, and for whatever reason, radishes look good that day. And I haven't bought radishes for months, right? But it's your eye and your brain and your body talking to you.
But your body tell you what you need?
Right.
Yeah. Listen to the body is trying to
When it goes in there. I mean, there's a few staples that I'll get just because, you got to keep some apples around or something to snack on. But, when you do a salad and, it may be asparagus in one day and then maybe, kale the next, whatever. Just mix it up.
Mix it up. That's the key right there.
That's the beauty of it today is you don't have to have an acre out behind your house,
But
grow 50 different varieties of stuff.
I saw something a little interesting. I know we're going down a bit of a rabbit hole, but I saw where there are people, like a lot of inner cities, they just don't have access to fresh vegetables.
Well, it's a terrible problem.
So, big issue.
It's been addressed on a couple different levels. So one that I saw that's really interesting, they take old cargo shipping containers that you see, put on the back of flatbeds and being hauled around by semis and such, and they create a vertical farm. And so by putting, they, stack these things up three or four high, and they actually grow the vegetables in laddered tiers
inside
them, so they don't have to use pesticides. Mm-hmm. They don't have to use herbicides because
how do they get sunlight?
They use artificial light, and they program the lighting so that it maximizes the plant growth, so they can grow these plants in a much shorter time, healthier plants, and they can grow them vertically. So on a small plot of land, unused lot in the inner city, they can actually grow them. And the idea is that they start these into cities, and people would have their own little container that they could grow their own garden in, basically. Yeah. But it's all organic, and the energy utilization is nominal. They actually put solar panels up on the top that generate the energy needed for light, so they're self-sustaining.
Wow.
They have cisterns to collect the rainwater so that, you're not having to use any even water to water these things.
Well, I'm thinking, talking about jobs, I'm thinking working in that little garden would be a good job, right? Because you're planting. That sounds like a decent job to have. Which brings me to what would you think is one of the healthiest jobs? And this isn't scientific. I'm just curious. Like, I think being in, forestry, that would be a good – unless you're chopping down big, tall trees. But doing something outside, I think, would be a good job, a healthy job.
Yeah. Tour guide.
Tour guide.
If you base it on the guys at the U.S. Parks Department, the waiting list to get that
Nobody
job.
Retires.
No one retires.
They love it.
They love it. They stay in the job forever. So all these guys and gals that are going to school, they're like, you know, I want to be a forest U.S. Parks and Wildlife guy. It's like, good luck.
Get on the list.
Right.
Right? You're going to get your education, but then no one retires. They don't leave us, and there's not that many jobs.
They don't get sick. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, they're still working when they're 65, 70 years old, feeling great, looking great. Why? You're asking what job's great? Because they're outdoors. They're getting lots of activity. Even if they got desk work to do, I mean, it's a low-stress job, relatively. They usually are living in pretty nice places.
Okay, wait. The desk work, that brings me to a whole other thing, because we have too many people in desk jobs. So let's take some of the different health concerns and what's a good job and a bad job for somebody. Let's start with diabetes. If you have diabetes, what kind of job would you want a patient with diabetes in?
Fast food restaurant.
Whatever.
They're up moving.
Well, they're moving, but no. I think you could, like, I don't know, get high blood sugar by smelling it.
Well, it would depend. If it's a diabetic without complications of diabetes, like neuropathy, where they can't feel things in their feet, you want them in a job that was fairly active. You know, even if they had a desk job, they could get these standing desks or treadmills that they walk on while they're working.
Okay, reality. You're not going to get a lot of people that have a desk job to get the treadmill desk. If I came to you and said, I need a treadmill desk in my office, what would you say?
Absolutely. Let's get it for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good to know. You'll see one in here next week.
Okay. Oh. But if the diabetic has complications where they don't feel things in their feet, then you wouldn't want something like that. But, you know, desk jobs in general are very unhealthy. They're just as bad as having diabetes or hypertension. You're going to get a lot of coronary artery disease.
So. Sitting's the next smoker. Is that right? Sitting's the new smoking.
Yeah. So if you have a desk job, you have to go out of your way to exercise on a regular basis.
So what about the artificial lights inside of offices? Because we all know that, you know, you get an artificial light, you got the artificial air coming in. I mean, there's a lot of health concerns there.
Well, we've talked about it is an artificial. You said what could be one of the worst jobs? How about an astronaut? You know, you talk about a totally artificial environment.
Right.
You know, dangerous and for your health, et cetera, et cetera. You know, now they're starting to see complications from prolonged space now that they've got folks that have been up there for, you know, 360-plus days and things like that that they didn't even imagine. Blindness, they're having visual changes and things like that. So, you know, if I had a diabetic, I'd say any job where they're just able to stand. They don't have to work a warehouse where they've got to walk one end to the other.
Yeah, but, you know, even if they get a warehouse without heavy lifting and all that, just that movement. I mean, there are people that are just do intakes. So they're doing a little bit of walking. They're doing
movement.
Some exercise. Right. It's all
just
about movement.
Just even standing.
Yeah. Which leads me to, you know, the whole problem with truckers, which I want to talk about when we come back in just a minute. Because we have a lot of truckers that listen to the show.
They have the new stand-up trucks.
What?
Yeah, you stand up in the cab.
Nuh-uh. Oh, whatever.
He's making it up.
Do I look blonde? All right. We got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thanks for listening. And we're going to be back and we're going to talk about other jobs that may appear to be hard, but maybe it's not the job. Maybe there's some health thing going on with you.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For a second day, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions about his report, which finds the FBI mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte opening the hearing moments ago.
Why should Americans care about what we are talking about here today? Because our Constitution guarantees equality under the law. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
A group of Amazon shareholders urging the CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies, saying it could ultimately violate civil and human rights. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we're talking about which jobs right for you, and some jobs are healthier than other jobs. I want to remind you that at the end of this and every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100. Okay, so I want to talk for a minute about jobs that are good or bad for people who struggle with depression or anxiety.
Well, you want physically exertional jobs because exercise has been shown to be even better than antidepressant medication for helping break depression. So you want them to sweat. You want them to work hard.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's talk about the worst jobs. I think the worst job for someone who suffers from anxiety is sales, because they're trying to hit that quota. And I think that anxiety and that stress and that tension can actually cause them to have, like, nervous breakdowns. I mean, I've kind of seen this in patients before.
Yeah, possibly.
What do you think is the best or worst job for someone who suffers from either depression or anxiety?
I think someplace where they work with people, in a sense of, you could say even like a nursing facility. But if you're a activities director or something like that, where you felt like you were helping people. I mean, we encourage people to do that anyway. It's like, hey, I got a job where they, pay for that. But on the flip side, I'll tell you, my sister's a social worker, and the stress of not having the resources to help those people sometimes
make it worse.
Yeah, she gets the warm and fuzzies because she's making a difference in these people's lives, but then
about the 10 she couldn't help, right?
Well, it's the bureaucratic stuff on the other end of who qualifies for this, who doesn't, and what, writing the reports and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's always trade-offs. I think just in general, from a healthy job should be dynamic, right? It should change. And so, Dr. Gammon mentioned earlier physicians are at risk, and I think one of the things physicians, it doesn't change. They get into the groove, and they do what they do, and that's it, and they don't change. And then they eventually become antiquated because their knowledge base is
Unless they're like you guys, you're constantly learning.
Well, that was to be, to the point is it doesn't matter what your job is. You got to look for, how are you going to change with time? And I'll give credit where credit's due, since Dr. Gammon's more senior than, gosh, maybe anybody I know.
You know, yes. It all sounded good, didn't it?
You know, but it's true. And I'll, you know, there's a cardiologist that we both have known for many years. You know, he's very dynamic. I mean, he's changed with and grown up with the specialty. And, I mean, he's not one of those that is going to retire anytime soon. He's 70 years old and blowing and going like he's a 35-year-old. So,
right.
You know, I don't think that the job necessarily – you got to enjoy and have a passion about what you're doing. Yes, if you're sitting, you've got to go out of your way to make sure you get up and get some activity. If it's a job that's going to have a repetitive motion, then, you know, do things with your other hand. Change it up. Don't get sucked into, you know, those type risk. Adapt. You know, so being adaptable and being dynamic is going to keep you vibrant.
Let's talk about people that have high blood pressure. There's some jobs that are better or worse for those type people. So if you have someone with unstable high blood pressure, you don't want them out working in the heat or doing a lot of lifting.
Right. Anything that requires a lot of muscle.
That's what got them in trouble first place is they weren't doing any of that stuff. So
yeah. Well, unless you get it under control.
Once the blood pressure is under control, then you can do the resistance training, muscle building, and work like that. But if it's unstable, you don't want to have to lift a lot of heavy weight because that makes your blood pressure go through the roof.
Or, you know, you get somebody who's in a really high-stress job and they have uncontrolled high blood pressure. That
right.
can throw them out into stroke levels.
Right.
So you got to be careful with that.
Right.
All right. So sometimes people need to know that it's time to move on or change jobs. And before we get into some of the health issues that can make it look like your job's harder than it really is, when do you advise patients, hey, you know what, I think this is bad for your health? I mean, is there a point where you say this is no good or you see certain symptoms?
Well, obviously, if they have physical limitations due to injuries they have a labor-type job, obviously they have to stop it. Other times, the mental fatigue, the mental stress is so hard on them that they need to change jobs. But often they're trapped. You know, they have pensions, so they have to put in so much time before they can leave. So it's often very difficult to change.
Or we see executives, especially at Executive Medicine Texas, a lot of times we'll see executives that they have this certain lifestyle. They've got a house to pay for. They've got cars. They got their kids in private schools, and they really need to maybe change jobs or at least think about it. But they can't even think about how to go about that because they're in a particular lifestyle they have to support.
Right. And sometimes they just explode. I had one executive who just had it. And so he quit and he bought a ranch.
That was it.
He's doing horses and cows now, and he's loving it.
Did he get an alpaca?
He did not get an alpaca because they're not the same as horses and
cows. I finally went to the alpaca farm. You know you can't stand behind an alpaca?
Yeah, Judy found
out. I found out.
She's got a big old bruise.
Got kicked twice.
People say they kick.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't
hard.
Know much about alpacas.
They're real sweet outside of that, though. So what would you say, Dr. Anderson, if you have somebody who comes in and they're complaining about their job, and I'm kind of going down that path of first thing is get your physical, right? Because if they're complaining, you know, I've got headaches, I need to quit my job, I don't have any energy – what are some of the things we need to look at first?
Well, you're correct, and I'd say everybody deserves a good physical, and that's kind of where you'd start off with. I mean, you know, part of what we do with our age management program is you can take folks that are doing okay at their job, and we can raise their performance.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
why companies love us.
That's why companies love us, because it's like, give us your employees or your executives, and, you know, by getting their dialing their nutrition in, their hormones in, et cetera. Plenty of studies show we can bump their productivity 10 to 15%. They feel better. Their health is better. Costs go down. Productivity goes up. So it's not just, hey, we're making you healthy. I mean, this has
people like them better.
Has a business application.
Right.
You know, I get frustrated. Patients come in and say, if I just had a couple weeks off, you know, to kind of decompress, then I'd be fine and I could go back to the job. And I was like, what's going to change? Now when you go back, there's
right.
2 weeks worth of crap you didn't get done sitting on your desk.
Yep.
And you're starting off way behind the eight ball, you know, so how is that 2 weeks going to make a difference?
Right.
It's not, you know, so, you know, the job is not going to change. You have to change in how you respond to the job. And if you can't accomplish that, then you're probably going to need to seek something else out.
Well, you know, one of the companies we work with, we see all of their executives, and we actually see from like directors up, and then everyone else in the company gets micronutrient testing. And I think this was really brilliant on their part, because they were like, if we can, you know, find things like vitamin D deficiencies and B12, and they can get those things corrected, they're going to be way more productive. They're going to be way happier. And it just makes sense. I mean, it's a, what, $350 investment per employee. Well, that came back in spades for them, and it was great for them.
Well, it puts it in black and white. So, right. I mean, you know, a lot of times patients, and they hear the data. There's a study out recently that says Americans don't need supplements and such. And it's like, you know, there's liars, damn liars, statisticians. They tweak that so that it says what they want it to say because they think Americans are wasting money. And they are, because a lot of times they're not buying
high
quality.
Well, it's not pharmaceutical stuff. I mean, they're just going
products.
Out to the store and buying stuff. They're probably not getting it. So,
and then, you know, we took a tour recently of one of our corporate clients, and you know, they offer an environment that is conducive to, you know, productivity.
Productivity and creativity, and it really makes you think, gosh, maybe we all need to be rethinking our jobs or the corporate world especially. But even just the things that we took away from that tour, what can we be doing at our office and with our own employees? I think, you know, getting into creating jobs that people not just like, but they thrive in.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Maybe we should retire from medicine and just be radio host full time.
I love that idea. All right. So if you haven't already done so, grab a pen, 844-WELL-100. That is the number you want to call for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. When we come back, we're going to have Medical Mania Trivia.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, don't forget that at the end of this and every single show that we do, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Write this number down, 844-WELL-100.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, coming from Hearst, Texas, right in our backyard, we have Naomi. And Naomi listens on KRLD 1080 there in Dallas. Love that affiliate. We love all our affiliates. You know, we're on like 59 stations across the country. If you love listening to us, let your station know. Hey, Naomi, so tell us just a little bit about yourself.
I am a stay-at-home mom. And I have three beautiful children who are very obnoxious, but wonderful all the same. And I like medical trivia. I find anatomy and physiology fascinating.
Okay, we're going to see how good you've been.
Wait. Naomi, are your children teenagers?
No, thank goodness. We are in the throes of the young toddler and infant stages.
Enjoy it.
So.
Oh my goodness.
This is physically exhausting, but when they're teenagers, they're mentally exhausting.
Well, we have a 7-year-old as well, so we're working our way there. And
You are. It sounds like you're hands full. The doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions. You're going to play for prizes. So out of the Stay Young vitamin line, which is our pharmaceutical vitamin line, it's gluten-free, dairy-free, and a lot of them are in the line are also vegetarian. We're going to have you play for that, some essential multivitamins. And if you're really good, if you get them all right, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's try.
First question, is it true or false? Stress can shrink your brain. True or false?
True.
That's correct. So later in life, when you get diagnosed with cerebral atrophy and dementia,
oh my God.
Blame it on your kids.
You can blame it on your
children. It's the happy show.
The price we pay as parents.
Naomi, here's your next question. Over the last 30 years, have IQs gone up or gone down?
That is a really tough question. I'm inclined to say up because of all the, you know, school is much more difficult. You know, kids are reading by kindergarten and stuff, but I don't know. I'll just say up.
You are completely wrong. Since the Victorian era, average IQs have gone down 1.6 points per decade for a total of 13.35 points.
It's not how much knowledge you have. It's your ability to.
It's your ability to utilize that knowledge.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Interesting.
All right. Third question. Now, again, true or false. people generally read 25% slower on screen than on paper. So which is a faster read, your computer screen or the book?
Oh, I would say that that's true.
That is
it's
true.
Slower on screen?
It is slower on the screen. That is correct.
Is that, did you know that? Like before?
No, but I believe it.
I believe it too.
Yeah.
I prefer to read on paper.
Oh, me too.
Naomi, I'm sure you'll get this one right. Does multitasking make your brain function improve or decrease? Does multitasking make your brain work better or worse?
I would say decrease because that's what I feel. But
you are absolutely correct. It does decrease. Multitasking decreases your attention span, your ability to learn, and short-term memory. So do one thing at a time.
All right, you're doing great.
That's possible.
She is doing great, man.
Fifth and final question. According to a recent study, who is more forgetful, a baby boomer or a millennial? Think back to the question about IQ.
we'll say a millennial.
That would be correct.
You gave her the answer, although I think she could have got it right. It's probably because of the multitasking.
Well, also, they just look, Google everything on their phone. They don't have to remember anything.
Remember when we used to have to memorize everyone's phone number?
Yeah.
Like, it was all in your head.
Yeah. They read off screens.
Yeah, it's true.
Multitask.
Naomi, Judy, what is Naomi going to get?
She's going to get some essential multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And she's also going to get some Lifeline stem cell cream because we wanted to keep her young.
Well, that's good. You look good when you're cognitively impaired later in life.
Excellent.
Don't pay any attention to him.
You know, Naomi, you have to wonder, why do we have children? They age us. They shrink our brains. They make us forgetful. Why do we do these things?
Between evolution.
Our 10 kids, we're going to be like, we have no brain left.
No, no.
Well, thanks for coming on and playing with us. We'll send that out to you, Naomi. And have fun over there in Hearst, Texas.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, she was fun. I liked her.
Yeah.
You know, I love that we get people playing trivia of all different ages.
She didn't mention the job of what was, you know, stay-at-home mom.
Oh,
how stressful is that one?
Very stressful.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good physical activity, chasing, you know, three kids around or whatever. But, you know.
No sleep, right, half the time.
Multitasking.
Right. What about lifting the kids?
You have to be a psychologist.
All the time.
Right.
And that's as you mentioned, the profession that you you lose the most years off your life, right? A
psychiatrist.
Oh, well.
And then we just told you that all those things that she's doing are accelerating her degenerative brain process.
Yeah, and we shouldn't really bring people on the show and then turn around and tell them that they're, like, going to die or be demented or something.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to get rid of your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewyou.com. Hey, tell Charlie we sent you, okay? Okay, last week's riddle was this. It's shorter than the rest, but when you're happy, you raise it up like it's the best. What is it? Of course, it's your thumb. It's your thumb. Did you know that, Judy?
I did, but you'd be surprised at the things people said when they called in.
Oh, my goodness.
See, it made you cough, right?
It made me cough. Here's this week's riddle. I am rarely touched, but often held. And if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I? Let me repeat this.
Wait, what? Say it again.
I am rarely touched, but often held. And if you are smart, you'll use me well. What am I? Send in your answers.
I think that's a hard one. Okay, so you can do that by calling us, 844-WELL-100, and you got to give us the right answer, and you've got to have your name, your address, and, of course, leave your phone number just in case we can't understand your address. And we'll send you out a free copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And for those of you who haven't already picked up the books Age to Perfection or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you can either call us to place that order at 844-WELL-100, or you can go on the website, stayyoungamerica.com, or any like Amazon or anything. You can get all of those there. But this is a really good place to start, just with these two award-winning books. If you want to take charge of your health, it's a good gift, too.
It is.
I mean, we've seen people, you know, get the books and then gift them out, so it's good. You want to give a shout-out to the military? And
we love the military. We appreciate your service. We love you.
And your families.
And your families. Does your family serve also? Bless you.
Yeah. And, you know, we love watching the downloads all across the country. And we love giving you a little piece of home. And we'll see you next week right here on the Staying Young Show.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation getting more scrutiny in Congress today as the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is before the House Judiciary Committee. However, the ranking Democrat on that committee, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, used his opening remarks not to discuss the IG's report, but to slam the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy, which is separating illegal immigrant parents and their children at the Mexican border. Cummings asking Republicans to tell President Trump
that we will not keep kids in child internment camps indefinitely and hidden away from public view. What country is that? This is the United States of America.
House Republicans and President Trump are to meet today to discuss immigration, and this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line.
plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
President Trump moving to hit China with yet more tariffs. Trump ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying he wants to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The president saying a few days ago,
we had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. It's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
The city of Charleston, South Carolina, today is considering issuing an apology for its role in slavery. The city council is discussing such a proposal. It notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service says 40% of all Africans who were sold as slaves in North America did come through the city of Charleston. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758.